Good morning, and welcome to Wheeling the Pathways of Life, a production of 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, with your host, Brian Fitzpatrick, and your guest co-host, Peter Matisse. Wheeling the Pathways of Life is a snapshot of the day-to-day experiences of a disabled individual as they navigate the pathways of the world around us. We hope to shed light on and open your eyes to new perspectives on the lives of those with disabilities. Most of us have disabilities we must live with, but it is the way we deal with them that defines us. The opinions and beliefs expressed on this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and beliefs of this station. And now, Brian Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, folks. This is Brian Fitzpatrick of Wheeling the Pathways of Life. Today's show is going to be about my day today and what I the commonly asked questions that I get every week. Like, do I sleep on a bed? Do I eat? What do I do during the day? How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well. I think this one's going to work now. So yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah.
How do you feed yourself? How do you eat?
So what we're gonna talk about today. What did you guys know that I do everything a normal person can do? I usually sleep. I sleep on the bed. I don't sleep in a chair. I can recline my chair, but I do not sleep in it. Then of the night, I...
So you got, like, one of those cool...
I have staff 18 hours a day. I deal with, everything everybody else does, and I...
Do you have, like, one of those cool beds that go up and down, like the sleep number beds kind of thing?
I have, like, a hospital bed that can go up and down, yeah. The regular old, little bit in the new room, but yeah.
So do you cook your own meals? Do you make your own breakfasts?
I have personal care attendants that do all that for me.
Can you dress yourself? Do you dress yourself? Do you go out anywhere?
I'm basically a total care individual, except for I can drink by myself with a cup on my chair. As people can see, I've got the straw right here beside me. I carry my own bottle with me. So, you know, I'm pretty much total care, but I'm independent.
So, I know you have a power chair. How do you charge it up when your battery dies? You got someone that charges it up for you?
It goes right into the control on the, chair. The charger. I charge it every night, even It doesn't, even if it, even if I don't move in there, it turns everything just to be on the safe side.
So do you have any agencies that help you out? Do you have any agencies that you want to put out there that's kind of helped you throughout the years?
Massachusetts Rehabilitation Commission, of course, UCP, of course, the Mass, AdWib, that they administer the actual PCA program. They are the Pittsfield people that are in charge of the oversight to make sure the hours are being used properly and stuff like that. But I also have a surrogate for the PCA program that's also through UCT because I can't do the payroll and stuff like that myself. Just as a fact that I can't write except for computers. So I need somebody to actually do the physical paperwork and make sure PCA get paid and stuff, but other than that, I'm pretty much in business.
So how do you manipulate the computer to do everything that you do online?
I use a mouse, just like a laptop mouse. It's got a big pad in the middle and four buttons on, two buttons on the bottom and two buttons on the side, just like a tablet mouse, in the middle of the keyboard, but it's a separate mouse from the keyboard. I have a regular keyboard too because I can do limited stuff with my hand, so I can use CS keys and stuff like that off my regular keyboard, but for actual typing and stuff, I use a on-screen keyboard.
So, I mean, I'm so much in the winter, but during the summer, do you, like, go out? Do you, like, hang out in Pittsfield, you know, go into restaurants before all this COVID stuff happened and kind of hang out with friends outside?
Yes, I do. And my co-host and I become great friends now that Jesus. Now that I'm not really managing her as much as I was because she took another job, we became good friends on the old one. You should meet her sometime, Peter.
Well, maybe we should. Maybe at some point we'll all get together in the studio. You guys,
I'll be back, not on the technical side, but in the position because of I can't put her back in the cold. I can't put her back in the technical side because she's unavailable a lot, so I don't want to damage the integrity of the show by putting her back on the technical side, but she can take the co-host position. And, Peter, it looks like you and I are going to be working together permanently on the technical side.
Wait. You don't want to damage.
I'm trying to get more people like possibly like get a kind of pinch hit at times too, so
okay, wait.
I don't think you're gonna be alone doing all this.
Wait a minute. I got to stop you just for a minute. You said you don't want to damage the integrity of the program, but you have me on the show.
I want. You're going to have to repeat that.
You said you didn't want to damage the integrity of the program, but yet you have me on your show. Have you watched, like, have you heard my show?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was joking when we were trying to record this the first time, but, you got my name wrong on your show.
Yeah, well, you're not the first. So I get a lot of names wrong on the show. I don't script. I have no scripts in front of me, so everything I do is off the top of my head. So, yeah, that's how that works out. Maybe I should script my show.
No, you just got back with my co-host, it's a joke. And my name is Patrick. No relation. In the family, but it just so happened that she almost had the same last name as me.
So here now you're throwing me under the bus. My co-hosts on my show throw me under the bus every week. So now you're going to throw me under the bus.
Yeah, but this show's my bus, not your bus.
Yeah, and you just ran me right over with it. So how has COVID affected you having your primary care workers in there with you?
We had to go down to 4 people for a while. And doing it with 4 people was tough because if one person got sick, because there's other things than just COVID going around that put me down even more. As a matter of fact, I had to go into prison rehabilitation for over Memorial Day weekend because we just didn't have enough coverage.
That's a good. So how has COVID, especially during the lockdown, because I know you're like one of those guys who don't like to sit at home. You like to be out and about and doing things. How has the lockdown 18 months ago that we had for COVID took away all that? What did you do during all the lockdown?
I was locked down, but I also wasn't locked down because I had the computer and to do stuff with Matt and I had been planning on changing the logo and stuff around anyway, so give me time to actually test this equipment out, and I actually surprised Matt the other day.
How did you surprise Matt? This should be good, because I can't surprise Matt ever.
I was talking to him about adding another person on Skype. If I have 2 people on Skype already. And I told him, he's like, we can't do it through the radio station. I said, yeah, but we got a TV station right next door, don't we? We can just take the signal from there and put it in the radio station, can't we? And he said, oh yeah, we can do that. I didn't think of that. It's like now I'm just supposed to be the technical expert and I'm supposed to be the
The reason he said that on Skype is because I've used Skype in the radio station when I've had a couple of guests, is that you only get one screen, so you can only see one person, and they can't see you, but you can see them. When they did it on the big screen, you know, for the fundraiser, they had you on big screen on Skype behind us, then us in the studio. But, yeah, in the studio, in the control room, for the studio, we can put a bunch of people on Skype at the same time.
Yeah, but that's what I meant. We didn't. He couldn't actually do it in the radio station. We had to use the other studio. The control board in the other studio and use the other computer. And then we're able to do it that way.
Well, Bill Sturgeon's still doing his show from home, The Morning Drive. So I catch that, and he's got, you know, his guest up on Zoom with him. So I'm pretty sure once I figure this software out, I'm pretty sure I can get three or four people up on this thing once I get this all figured out.
Whenever you get that figured out, let me know, because you know that's going to take a while.
Well, you know, the problem I have is I have no one to test. So I kind of go things blind at one end, but I think we can get more people on Skype, and I can kind of squeeze them into the picture here. We have to test it with you and another guest to see how that would work, but I'm pretty sure, watching everything, make sure nothing shuts off, I'm pretty sure that we can actually do that. I know... Okay, hang on. Let me fix my audio. Check one, two. Hi, are you there? Okay, I turn my audio off on the other side. So, I think once we get this, I get this sealed down where I can actually depend on it, we can get more people. I can get more people on the cameras on this piece of software that we're actually using tonight.
It's working pretty well.
Yeah, I just got to kind of watch the little record button because somehow it shut off and then your Skype picture went away and it was kind of weird. But so far, so good. I heard the recording back. We're not echoing because I have four different things going on at the same time. So we should be good. So, you're good.
Is this a good time to take a break or do we keep going for a
while? Let me find. We can take the little break. I can do that. So if you wanna do that, we can do that.
We'll be right back, folks. After a quick break, we will be right back.
On behalf of UCP of Western Massachusetts, Wheeling the Pathways of Life would like to thank the following organizations for their continued support of UCP: Scarafoni Realty, Greylock Federal Credit Union, Crane Paper Foundation, Springside Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, and the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts.
Ooh, child,
we're back, folks. That was a good transition. Did you keep me?
Yeah, I think once I...
Are you still with me?
I'm still here. I'm always here. I'm still here. Once I see...
What I'm talking about tonight... What is it tonight? We're taping this on a Friday night, it's going to air on Wednesday morning until 10:00 in the morning.
Right after my show. We said that last week.
What I'm talking about tonight is my everyday situations and the questions that I get on a regular basis.
We said it last week, or the week before last, you air right after me. We've dominated the whole Wednesday morning drive time slot.
Yes. So, you know, some of the ridiculous questions I get are not from kids. They're actually from the adults.
So why don't you elaborate on that?
The adults are more like kids than the kids are the kids.
The kids are the kids. So you're a good-looking guy. And I haven't seen you in person, but I see you on TV, and I'm watching you on the cameras as we do this. Any significant others in your life? Anybody, did you hook anybody yet?
No, but I am looking. I'm a 45-year-old quadriplegic, so anybody that's interested in contacting me, you can talk to the station or text me on my cell phone, which I believe will be up on the opening in a couple of weeks. Yeah, I can get it together because I quit on my guests and stuff through Google texting and the Google I do everything by texting in Google system through the phone, so and the easiest way to get hold of me is text me.
So, ladies, if you're available, Brian's single, he's looking, call WTBR-FM or get a hold of him on the cell phone. The cell phone number will be up on the screen during the show, and hook up. And you get a hell of a guy here. He's a great guy. Don't let him fool you. He's too modest. I've only known him for a couple of weeks, but I've been watching him on the show. So, in that note, besides the computer stuff, what do you do for fun? We're gonna get you on a dating here. What do you do for fun?
Well, I'm trying to do the same thing you're doing. Trying to do anyway.
Try to do what I'm doing. All I'm doing is I'm making a mess out of the show. I have no clue what I'm doing, to be honest.
With the ham radio and stuff like that.
I have no clue what I'm doing with that either.
Well, Peter, you played it pretty well.
Well, have you heard me recently on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, and you want to get your test. Now, I thought about this, and I want to try to set up something for January or February. My problem lies in that the last time that I tried to put a test together, none of my VEs ever showed up. So hopefully I can stick a time where everybody can play and show up. Are you studying at all?
I have studied a little bit, but, I need you to throw some questions at me at some point, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, we can get there off air. We can talk on Skype off air, you know, sometime during the week, and I can, shoot some questions off to you.
Peter, one thing I will mention on the show, I tried to get this out there earlier when we tried to record this, but I'm also working with Matt on in the city on being available, also wearing the perfect wife well in the emergency. And priority information that needs to be out there for the city, and I do hold the card on a regular basis, so at times I may call you at the last minute, Peter, and say, we got to do it quick because we got a situation going on that, you know, we need to get this on the air as soon as possible. So,
well, I mean, we can get it done. Will Matt be able to get it, like, on the air quickly?
PCD has access to the studio and his video equipment, so we may be able to get it uploaded to them somehow, some way. But, I gotta talk to Chief Wayne and see. I'll go to it, but, we just need the man and the, command and control on that situation. So,
have you thought about maybe getting Chief Wynn on the show?
I'm thinking about that as soon as I know he's a busy man, but if Chief Wynn is listening, give me a call.
All you gotta do, let me tell you, Carol, I don't know if you know Carol Zelick, but she does know your Berkshires. That's on PCTV. She had Chief Wynn on the show. So I'm sure if you email him and say, hey, you know, come on the show, we can get him on, and you can talk, and, you know, you can have him on as a guest.
Yeah. I would deserve to be on there more than two people.
I'm sure once... Yeah, once we get the software really tested, I'm pretty sure I can get more than two people on this machine.
I love chicken.
I'm pretty sure I can get more than two people to I can put three or four little pictures on of everybody on here. We got this. We can get more than two people on here. We got this. So what else do you want to people to... We're not having technical difficulties. Can you hear me?
I recorded last week.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
We're not having technical difficulties. Everything is working fine right now. Don't jinx us. Have you had those people on?
Rehabilitation center for the hospitality we need it for about 50 years and then my staff is available to
Have you had anybody on from UCB or the Rehabilitation Center? Have you had any of those people on your show? You hear me? Hi, can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me? What's up? Can you hear me?
On behalf of UCP...
That's right. Can you hear me? Hello, testing 1, 2, testing.
Yeah.
All right. Have you had anybody on from UCP, or have you had anybody on from the rehabilitation centers? Have you had any of those people on the show as your guests?
Yes, I have, but there's a couple of people that have been recording guests on, but yeah, I do a lot of recording guests.
Yeah, you gotta get some of
these.
I've had a lot of reoccurring guests on my show. You gotta get these people back on.
Including
Matt. Yeah, I've had a lot of reoccurring guests on my show. You gotta get these people back on, and you know you gotta get them talking. What else do you want people to know? What else do you want to put out there as far as you know what you got going and what you want to do? I mean, what's your plans for all this?
My plans were to make this an audio book to start with, and this was a project that started 6 years ago at WRS, and then I decided to go with TV as well, and WRS came in TV PCT, and I've been with Sean for 30 years. working with the doorbells and stuff like that.
So, you've been Sean for 30 years? Alright, so you said you know Sean for 30 years. Where did you know Sean from for 30 years? Because he hasn't been at PCTV for 30 years.
We've been working for the doorbell. We've been working on the doorbell together in Pittsfield. Yes, he has been working there for 30 years because he was one of the technical engineers before he became the station manager.
So, other than being an autobiography for this show, for your wife, what do you want to accomplish in the next 10, 15 years?
I want to make this into an actual business and going to schools and stuff like that. I want to actually make this into a kind of a non-profit organization where somebody can actually go into schools and go into people's houses and say, if I can do it, if anybody can do it, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
So do you have your shows up on podcast? Can people go back into the podcast and say, you know?
Yes. Yes, they're on video podcast. And this is being aired on 1301, public access 1301.
Yep, and on WTBR-FM, you can hear us on there as well.
Yes, and you can hear...
So, when you do go out, in and around Pittsfield, does the city accommodate you? I mean, do they got all the ramps up and, you know, all the lights are cool and you can work with all the lights and everything?
I did a walkthrough a couple of years ago with Ricardo Morales from the, he was the city engineer at the time. We identified the major areas that needed to be fixed, and they're working on those, but they're taking time as anything else ever does. And yes, I actually almost got run over on the day of the walk.
Oh, tell us about it. Elaborate on that.
With the police standing right there, I almost got run over.
So how are the access, like how is access in the parks? Have you been to any of the parks?
Accessing the parks is okay, but there's not enough, like where I am on Orchard Street. I won't get the exact address, but the sidewalks are impossible to get on. I have to risk riding in the street to go on instead of going on the sidewalk because the sidewalks are too small for my chair, but that's another thing on the list for Ricardo to put on the list.
What about during the winter? How you manage during the winter throughout the city?
Better now that I have Ricardo's cell phone number, so I can bug him whenever there's something going on in the city that I need help with. But winter's a challenge anywhere,
So do you find Pittsfield has you know, really picked up the accommodations for disabled people in the city?
They got along They've come a long way, but they've got a long way to go.
So what do you think that they need to work on?
One particular thing is the communication with their support staff. I've still got some firefighters when they come to assist me. They go back to the old way of doing things, and that's go to the staff rather than come to me and ask me what's going on.
So you wish that the Pittsfield FD would like come to you and say, "Hey, Brian, what's up? What's going on? What do you need us for today, right?"
Instead of always going directly to the staff, they need to come to me because actually my name is on the lease on the apartment, and I'm the one that's responsible for everything that is being done in the apartment. In the event that the landlord is not here, it's my name on the, you know, the staff is only here to assist, not to take responsibility. You can delegate activities, but you cannot delegate responsibility, and that's one of the things my father always told me. You can delegate activities, but you cannot delegate responsibility.
Yeah, it's true. So did you have any trouble when you were getting your own apartment? Did you have any trouble finding, you know, wheelchair access or, you know, apartment big enough to hold you in your chair?
Peter, I don't mean to get you going on this, but it took me two and a half years to find my first apartment.
Two and a half years?
I was in a nursing home for 2.5 years because I was trying to find a place.
So it took you 2.5 years to find an apartment to accommodate you. That's ridiculous. I mean, there should be, I don't know quite how to say it without ticking a lot of people off, but there should be more accommodations for disabled people. Why does somebody have to wait 2.5 years to do independent living like that? That's just ridiculous.
Because under the nursing home initiative, under Mass Rehab, it was required at the time you had to be in a nursing home for 90 days before you could even apply for specialized housing.
So the landlord you have now, does he accommodate you well? Do you like it there?
We're just working on a new landlord, but the property manager's learning a lot from me. I have a contact with the health department, so I mean, we're working very diligently to get him up to speed on what needs to be done.
So, I mean, he put ramps up in that for you, right?
There is a ramp. Yeah. But the ramp was here when I moved in. My first apartment was actually Rose Manor. On Alboron Avenue, but I moved out of there in 2007. I moved into Rose Manor in 2004. I was in the nursing home from 2001 to 2004.
So you're saying that really Pittsfield needs more disability acceptable housing then I guess they don't really have a lot of it.
No, it's in Section 8, apartments are hard to come by because the list is so long, but now, from what I understand, it's up to 2 years.
Yeah, the list is not so long. I had, in fact, Carol had the director of Pittsfield Housing on her show, and she was talking about that. Now it's not just you apply for Pittsfield, but it's the entire state. So somebody in Boston wanted to move to Pittsfield, they could apply for the housing. And my complex, we've got, you know, quite a few vacancies because with COVID, nobody wants to move. So, you know, there's apartments out there. But, you know, I think somebody needs to start and somebody needs to be listening that we need to get more disability accessible housing going. Because if it took you 2.5 years to find housing, that's just not cool.
Well, that means getting the funding to be out there in the community independently took that long. Plus, it took 2.5 years to actually find the place, but I had to be in initially for at least 90 days before I could even apply.
So has that changed? Has that law changed since, what, you said 2007?
That program was due to a lawsuit that was filed because too many people were in a nursing home that didn't belong there, and I happened to be one that got involved in it because I was supposed to go in for respite, and I decided not to come out of the nursing home at the time.
So, I mean, other than your CP, how are you medical-wise? I mean, are you healthy? Are you fit? Can you run 26 miles today?
I actually had quite a scare during this show a few years ago. I mentioned it on the air, so I don't mind mentioning it. When I started this show with WRS, about 2 to 3 years in, I had a run-in with cancer.
Ooh, did you beat it?
Yeah, it was thyroid cancer, so they took my thyroid out, but I'm lucky.
See, ladies, you're missing a good thing here. He's a fighter. He survived cancer. He's good looking. Come on, ladies. Get on the phone. let's get Brian hooked up here.
Peter, anybody that's either brunette or blonde is high on the bird.
Look, he's going for brunettes and blondes. What about redheads?
Yes. But actually you hit on something that is very, very controversial as far as there's a lot of programs out there that I don't really fit into because they deal with a lot of mental and physical disabilities. And obviously, I may have a physical disability, but my mental ability is
right. I can testify to that over the past few weeks that we've been talking. You are sharp as a tack, brother. Let me tell you.
Yeah. So, Peter, if I can get Matt on something and I can get you on something, you'll be pretty sharp because it takes a lot to get you guys on anyway.
Well, you see, you've got me out of my element because I don't do a lot of video stuff. I mainly do audio stuff. So you got me right on my element with doing this show, editing the video out, getting it out to Matt. So I mean, you are sharp, brother. I mean, you've got this thing going.
Yes, and I've been doing it for. I've worked with BZD for the last 30, almost 33 years now.
See, I've only been here like two. I'm the baby of the bunch.
How long have you been doing the ham radio stuff?
We are, oh God, now I have to think. We are 116 episodes in, so the ham radio show is going almost on will be 3 years in coming next September.
How long have you been actually licensed?
Been licensed since 2015.
Good. Now you're a V coordinator, huh?
There are a few titles. Right now I'm Assistant Section Traffic Manager for Western Massachusetts. I'm the VE Coordinator for the Northern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club. So, yeah, there's a couple of titles under my hat that I've scratched my way up to.
Peter, out of these topics that we've been talking about, which one do you enjoy, which one did you, not know the most about?
I know nothing about nothing. outside of what I do, you know, on my shows, I really know nothing about nothing. So every week on the show is a learning experience. And I went through 11 years, you know, at the CP Telethon. I've watched all the documentaries and all the mini docs. I've met a lot of the clients at the Center for the Disabled in Albany, but I've never gone in depth, and this show teaches me something so far every week, and it's a pleasure being on the show and doing this show with you, sir.
I really appreciate it, and I think Matt and I were talking, and I think we're going to add you to the team as much as possible. And, because I never know when what my co-host is working in the Postal Service, and she is obviously unavailable during the holidays because of mail, but, I'll get it back in February for a little bit, and then, next cycle, kick in sometime, but you're a welcome pleasure to the team, and your wealth of knowledge is very much appreciated.
And it's a pleasure doing this. So you have about a minute before we have to go, so any last final thoughts for today?
My final thought is, people, we are disabled. We are, I am physically challenged, not mentally challenged. There are cases where there are people that are mentally and physically, but they've got a way to communicate. Communicate with them, get to know them, and you'd be surprised at what they can do. I surprise Matt, I surprise Peter every week.
Yeah, surprises me every week. All right, Brian, we got to go. Time is eating us away here, so it's been a pleasure once again.
Thank you, folks. This has been Brian Fitzpatrick. I'm wheeling the best way to life. I will talk to you all next week.
Thank you for joining us for Wheeling the Pathways of Life, a production of 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, with your host, Brian Fitzpatrick, and your guest co-host, Peter Matisse. May you and yours have a beautiful day. and we'll see you again next week. I know your hand.